Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Tuesday, the 24th of February 2026. Today's topic is The Happy Family. Our text is taken from Joshua chapter 24, verse 14 to 18. Verse 14. Now therefore fear the Lord, and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood, and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For the Lord our God, he it is that brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, and which did those great signs in our sight, and preserved us in all the way wherein we went, and among all the people through whom we passed. Verse 18. And the Lord drave out from before us all the people, even the Amorites which dwelt in the land. Therefore will we also serve the Lord, for he is our God. Key verse. Joshua chapter 24 verse 15c. Does for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. There is a popular chorus which goes thus, when Jesus is in the family, happy, happy home. Happy, happy home, happy, happy home. When Jesus is in the family, happy, happy home, happy, happy home. Jesus is the center of any happy family. According to our Bible passage, Joshua was challenging the children of Israel to choose whom they would serve, whether the idols which their fathers served or the God of heaven. But Joshua said, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." He chose not only to serve God alone, but he included his entire family. The children in the family of Joshua did not disappoint their father, as they accepted to join him in serving the Lord. There are lessons to learn from the life of Joshua and his family. 1. You should be determined to serve the Lord all the days of your lives. 2. You are to bring all members of your family to join you in serving the Lord. 3. As obedient children, you are not to argue with your parents when it is time for church or time to render service to God. 4. You must respect the family leadership of your parents. Learn to be an obedient child, and your family will be blessed. Prayer for today. Lord, bless my family and make it a happy home. In Jesus' name, amen. Further reading, Psalm 127, verse 3 to 5. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk devotional for kids, visit us at www.sinceremilk.app. Or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.